Palestinians assault hostages as three Israelis. Five Thais freed, American out January 31. By Joel B. Polak on January 30, 2025. Three Israeli hostages and five Thai hostages were freed by Palestinian Islamic Jihad terrorists in Gaza on Thursday amid shocking scenes of a mob of Palestinians shoving two of the hostages as they were transferred to the Red Cross. The first Israeli hostage to be released, Agam Berger, 20, was paraded on a stage in Jabalia, in northern Gaza, in a fake Israel Defense Forces IDF uniform, as four female hostages had been on Saturday. The second Israeli hostages released, Arbel Yehoud, 29, and Gadi Moses, 80, were physically abused by an enraged mob en route to the Red Cross in Khan Yunis in southern Gaza, terrorizing the hostages till the very end. pic.twitter.com/insha42xgwns. Ilan Levy, at Helena Levy, January 30, 2025. As we express our gratitude to our dear President at Real Donald Trump for securing the safe return of the hashtag hostages, we also seek to raise global awareness about the disturbing treatment of the 80-year-old Gadi hashtag Moshe hashtag Moses, whose release has been marred by hashtag embarrassing. pic.twitter.com/kpi_dini9ua. Israel Heritage Foundation, IHF, at IHF_heritage, January 30, 2025. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu issued a furious statement. "I view with utmost severity the shocking scenes during the release of our hostages. This is additional proof of the inconceivable brutality of the Hamas terrorist organization. I demand that the mediators make certain that such terrible scenes do not recur, and guarantee the safety of our hostages. Whoever dares to harm our hostages will pay the price." The Red Cross has been sharply criticized, first for failing to visit the hostages in captivity, and second for allowing them to be abused by terrorists during their release. Netanyahu ordered that the release of Palestinian terrorist prisoners, which had been part of the hostage deal, be delayed until Israel received assurances that its hostages would not be abused again during their release from Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, this afternoon, Thursday, January 30, 2025, together with Defense Minister Israel Katz, has ordered that the release of the terrorists slated to be released today be delayed until the safe exit of our hostages in the next phases is assured, a statement from the Prime Minister's office read. Five Thai farm workers who had been abducted from Israeli kibbutzim on October 7, 2023, Thai nationals then Apongzak, Sathian Suwanakam, Sunwachara, Sithau Vanawat, and Rumnau Shurasak, were also freed in Khan Yunis. All of the hostages were taken to hospitals in Israel by the IDF to be reunited with their families, if possible, and to be examined by doctors. The families of the Thai hostages watched the release from Thailand. The four female hostages who were released on Saturday have reportedly asked to stay in the hospital longer so that they can be with Berger. Berger was known for comforting the other hostages, including children, by braiding their hair. Released hostages Leary, Nama, Karina and Daniela watching their friend Agam make her way home. This is Sisterhood pic.twitter.com/k7n7color. Israel Defense Forces, at IDF, January 30, 2025. An American hostage, thought to be Keith Siegel, 65, is reportedly set to be released on Friday. Netanyahu's office cited a Bible verse in announcing the freedom of the hostages, "And I will return the captivity of my people Israel," Amos 9:14. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.